Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jackson Pollock once said, art is coming face to face with yourself. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what inspired our style of artwork.
So this kind of topic kind of came about to me because I was listening to the Candy Color podcast. This is a podcast by Katrina Berg. She's really just a sweet person, and I loved her podcast. And I've actually had opportunities to talk with her in person, and she really is just as sweet as she sounds. But anyway, I was listening to her podcast, Candy Color podcast, on May 25th. So it's been a while. And the whole topic was... Actually, I don't remember the topic, but what inspired the question for me was what inspired your artwork? Because this particular episode she had available on YouTube and also Rumble. And I think Spotify has a video aspect now. So you were actually able to watch her as she was doing the podcast. And the really cool thing is like she was actually showing some of her artwork. And her artwork is so unique. And it's oil painter. She's another oil painter. But it was so unique that I always wondered how she kind of came about it. And what inspired her was kind of part of growing up. I think they went to Taiwan and she was just influenced by the Oriental culture. And you'll recognize a lot of that when you actually look at her artwork. So that kind of spawned the question. I literally paused the podcast. I was like, oh, we got to talk about this. Because it's like, what inspired our style of artwork? And when you look at, your artwork, you people can't see me. When I look at Julie's artwork, there's a definite style and a vibrancy of color. And same with Rachel. Rachel, you have a vibrancy of color, but they're very different, very different. And mine's very different from you guys.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys, what inspired your style of artwork? But before we kind of get in that, should we actually talk about what we
I was going to say, before on? I love the idea of where you got the
spark.
Idea. The spark for this idea. So what are you guys working on right now?
So I'm working on putting more designs up on Society 6. Mm-hmm. I finished two more and got them up this weekend. And I'm just trying to get some old work that I've had waiting to go up as well. That's what I've been working on.
Are you catching up on anything from, your art retreat? Like, are you coming up with new ideas?
So one of the designs I put up this weekend was, actually both of them are inspired from Spain. Mm-hmm. One's with lemons that I, because there were lemon trees on the property where we were staying. And so I made something with that. And then the other one is a rosette from one of the churches I went to in Barcelona.
That is
the
beautiful.
Stained glass. Yes.
And it turned out
pretty.
It just turned out so
it
cool.
Really turned out.
And
nice.
Then I'm really happy with my lemons, which is such a boring thing because everybody has lemons and citrus.
They're not that easy to do.
They're not, but I'm really happy with the way the design turned out. I was like, this is really cool.
That's so cool.
So yeah, and those lemons I painted when we were overlooking the bridge in Ronda, in Spain.
And you got to get a blog out about that.
Yes, that's on my list. So I'm trying to catch up on everything. And
I know everyone's waiting though.
So that's for this week. Try to get that up and get a newsletter out.
Wow. What about you?
So I started putting together a shop, a Shopify shop, and connecting it to my website.
Oh, look
so
at you.
This is an addition to Etsy.
Okay.
And I actually put my Etsy on vacation mode until September 1st because, summer?
Yeah.
Summer is like dead season.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, this will give me time to really kind of beef up that. I want my Shopify shop is going to be the artist apparel and gifts.
Okay.
And that's going to be on my website. So that should be live here shortly. And really cool. I did not know this until Kajabi. I watched a video on Kajabi. But there's a Shopify Lite. Have you guys heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they don't really advertise it. But there's a Shopify Lite. And I'll include a link in this
podcast. Is it like a plug-in for...
No. It's
Kajabi?
Very much like just Shopify, but a Shopify Lite, and it's for like small business owners like us. And it's only $9 a month.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Right?
So yeah, because the whole reason I've stayed off of Shopify is because it was like $35 a month. And I'm like,
right?
I don't make enough to spend $35 a month on a shopping site.
And the beautiful thing, it takes care of your taxes. You know, it puts the right tax amount, it puts the right shipping amount, all the things that, and it integrated with, so I'm integrating with Printify, Printful. It does not integrate with Gutton. So I'm having to make some adjustments there, but I'm keeping things also on Etsy. So I've got two ways to sell products.
Very cool.
So I'm super excited about that. And I'll include a link to Shopify Lite.
Okay.
Because that is just a game changer, I think.
I was going to say, that was worth the price of admission right now.
Yes, exactly.
To quote Jim Solomon.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. That's awesome. So be on the lookout. You can buy some Positive Painter, like hashtag Positive Painter apparel.
Cool.
that's awesome. So fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I'm finishing up my Queen and Prince Philip's, I don't know what you call it.
Portraits.
I did the Queen once because it's her Jubilee. So I'm like, oh, I love them. Since watching The Crown, I've decided I really like them. So anyway, I did one, and then Stephanie told me I had to do another one of the Queen. So I did another one of the Queen, but I did it totally different. And I'm struggling a little bit with that. But my Prince Philip's coming along, even though they have both agreed that he's not the most attractive man being old. But he was cute when he was older.
He was hot when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, super cute. And I've added a couple of new things to my Etsy account.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What did you add?
Pup pig, a hippo, my pop hippo, and one other little thing. Yeah. I actually did a BB-8, but don't tell anyone that. Just sort of slid it in there.
For your personal use.
Yeah, personal use only.
There you go. Okay. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
Okay, so back to the question of what has inspired our style of artwork.
And so,
I think you've had you two have both had the longest journey, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think it's evolutionary. So mine kind of always started with, I like traditional art. So when I talk about traditional art, it's like what you would see in landscapes and portraiture. That's when we look at landscapes, I'm thinking like 18th century or whatever, where it's just pastoral type landscapes with beautiful skies and stuff.
And I'm thinking of your sheep.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And then for the people portraits, traditional is more in line with, for me, and thinking like what you would see in like a dean's office, or like looking at King Henry VIII's portrait, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth's
portraits. Yeah. That's the traditional stuff that I kind of like, that I'm capable of, I think, really.
Yes.
We want to say it that way. Because I love like your work, but I am not capable of expressing myself as you guys do in your artwork. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, my style is just traditional, conservative, which is pretty much me. Yeah.
And I know your style has evolved a lot, Julie.
Yeah, mine's evolved a lot. But when I look at it, it did evolve a lot, but I don't know if it really needed to have done all that, because I've kind of ended up where I really already was, if that makes any sort of sense. But
you just went full circle.
I just went full circle.
You had to go on the journey.
You had to try new things.
Right.
And
I had to try new things. Yes.
And then you come back to like, nope, didn't like any of that. And back to. Right.
Because in school, it was, you know, marker and color pencil and vellum. Very geometric, obviously, having an architectural background. But now I think I'm more abstract. Mm-hmm. Even in traditional items, I don't want them to, I just don't have that talent of making them look identical to what they would in a still life or in a landscape. Even like the landscape I did of Spain is very abstract and non-traditional in that sense. Cause that's just not where my talent lies. And I think my work is definitely influenced by the joy that color can bring, and which is why I like bright colors. I have a very hard time not using the same color palette.
That's so funny. I have a hard time. Like my colors are very traditional, muted, earthy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yours are bright and I have a hard time going to the bright.
Yeah. And I'm working on my drawing skills and trying to get better at making it more natural again, because I used to be able to sketch anything and I've gotten out of that. But traditional and making something look like the photograph or like it is in a still life is just not my cup of tea. And it's not where I find the best work, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But I think my style is definitely influenced by the loose architectural rendering styles of which you don't really see anymore because everyone does it on a computer now, but you know, old school marker colored pencil renderings of architectural buildings and stuff, even though that's not what I'm drawing, it's very much influenced by that.
Well, you did a couple of buildings like windows and buildings from like France, and those were, you could tell that was highly influenced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was.
Yeah.
Is that on the Instagram? The Instagram. Look at me. I'm old. Is that on Instagram?
The Instagram.
It's like,
the World Wide Web.
I'm going to the Walmart. Sorry. But is that on your Instagram? Because I totally missed that.
Yes.
I missed that.
Yeah, it is. But you'll have to scroll back a good year.
Oh,
to see it. Yeah.
Oh, the door.
Right.
Oh, I love the door.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that.
We'll have to repost it.
Yeah.
But that'd be good. I think I started getting my style a little bit because I take from Stephanie.
Yeah.
But what's funny is our styles are 100% different.
Yeah.
But
that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's exactly. But you've helped me develop. And like, I think there for a little bit, I started doing like teacups and stuff. And, you know, with some bright colors, different colors and things like that. And then we did those drinks. And I was like, you know, I like the color. I'm bringing it in. And then I just decided one day I saw, we were watching Grogu, which is from The Mandalorian from like what 2 years ago, and I thought I'm gonna, you know, do some pop art, and it was from a challenge. And I think I ended up doing, the first thing was a stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
And then I loved it, and I thought, okay, I could do this, and it just like comes out so quick and easy, and that's how I know, okay, this is fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, but I am doing the queen and the king, the prince, Philip and Queen Elizabeth. And I'm doing that in black and white. And that's completely different, but sort of still linear kind of, I don't know, but I like my colors. I like the pop art part.
I know. I'd like after you do the Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip in black and white, I'd like to see you do it.
I'm going
to
do a pop art.
Pop art. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
I think I'm going to take their wedding. For their wedding picture.
Oh, yeah. They both look so good with all the medals and things.
Yeah.
And that'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
So when I kind of look at your art, and I'm Rachel, when I look at your art, Rachel, it's vibrant, it's colorful. And what I see, and I'm like in your home right now. And your home is actually fairly muted in colors.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's very traditional colors too.
Yeah. So that's got me kind of curious. And when I go to Julie's house, Julie's house has the turquoises and the pinks, the very vibrant colors.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And which is representative of your art. So I'm wondering, at what point, Rachel, are you gonna go like, or is your husband going to let you? No, just kidding.
This is like this is for the studio. So.
Yeah. I just wondered, like, you know, they talk about art and being a self-expression, and then like your clothing being a self-expression and your hair being self-expression, blah, all that stuff. So do you guys find that your art, you know, the style that you have in your art bleeds over into the rest of your life?
Yes.
You definitely, yeah.
Definitely, I think so
too, because all my art like makes you smile, and I hope that I, you know,
your personality makes people smile.
Yeah, right. Your personality definitely matches your art.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good. No, but even like the traditional stuff, like the portraits and stuff, because you are, you know,
I think she's trying stuff there.
Yeah. No, but no, but it still matches her style because there's a certain amount of tradition within who you are as a person.
Yeah.
But yet, the colorful stuff is definitely your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because out of all of us, I know you're the extrovert, most extroverted.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we have worn off on each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the pandemic didn't help making us all more introverted.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I know, and I found out after 2020 that I'm really an extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, like there are some times where I'm just like, oh my gosh. I mean, like if, I don't know, like I try and go to the store when I know I'm not going to see anybody. Or, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, I send my son now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I want to be invited, but yet I don't know if I really want to go. You know what I mean? It's like, do they have a dog? I might. You know? Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Funny.
I'm trying to think, like, the style of artwork. So mine has always been traditional. And I would love to get more colorful, but... Well, some of my paintings are.
Let me just say, your paintings are richer.
Yes.
Richer in color?
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely jewel-based.
Yeah.
And but it's like a depth.
Aw, so I got depth. Look at me. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because you have...
Multiple layers. I'm Shrek. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got lots of layers.
But like, even with, you know, like, even when we do things... You know, you've told me, hey, watch where your shadows are. Bring them out. You know, make it darker. Don't be afraid to go darker. And it's like...
Don't be afraid to go lighter. Yeah.
Or, either way. Put some highlights in there. You know, this and that. So, even when you're traditional or you're more modern or whatever, there's always a style where you can keep pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, you know, keep pushing it. So, like, say you're doing something with a pet portrait. Mm-hmm. Add a little spark of color in there that you wouldn't think, you know, that you see, but you normally wouldn't put it in there. Mm-hmm. But you're like, I see that cobalt blue. I'm going to put it right there. You know,
they're like turquoise.
Right.
You know, or, you know.
Yeah. So I think like maybe the style of your art is not only representative of you as a whole, but what you're particularly feeling at that time.
Yes. I think so. Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So if you look at Van Gogh, he went through that blue period.
Yeah.
And have you guys gone through any of those periods where you just want a particular style or a particular color?
Not really.
No?
Not yet. Not that I could think of, anyways.
I did the purple when we did the Very Perry.
Yeah.
And then I decided I could do, you know, I was like, that would be cool to do something all one color.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing has spoken to me yet. Let me find that good grammar there.
Okay. I'd be curious, like the... You know, if we go through the Instagram, I got to stop that.
If we go through our posts or our work.
If you can see like a visual change. And because I know you used to be a lot of photography and the study of light and the stories behind it. Now and a lot of those actually are very dark.
Yes.
Where
it was about finding that light.
Yeah.
In the photography more so than in the artwork. It's all about the light.
Mm-hmm.
And joy and fun, and, you know, whimsical, all those other things.
But your pieces were kind of dark then.
Yeah, the photography pieces were, but they were about looking at it and seeing where the light was. It wasn't so much that they were the light.
Interesting.
Because they were telling a story.
So was your artwork the same during that period? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I've always, my artwork's always been bright and colorful.
And you had a, you go through a lot of sea-based artwork.
Yes. I use a lot of turquoise.
Well, I mean, like, for a while you were doing a lot of mermaids, turtles. Right. Octopus.
Yeah, I've got narwhal, whale.
Sea ray.
Yeah.
Stingray.
Yeah. That's one of the things I'm working on right now is making that into some patterns.
Cool.
That would be cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All together.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cute.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of my work's influenced by the ocean and the sea. So.
And you love it, though. That's you want.
Yeah.
That's your end goal.
Yeah, right.
Live by the sea.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm heavily influenced by that. So that's where a lot of my colors come from, too. The pink skies, the yellow skies, blue skies, blue water, the cream-colored sand. Yeah. Mm. I try not to use, like, pure white in anything. Mm. So...
I use a lot of white.
I, my base colors are ultramarine blue. That's the one I use a lot of.
Yeah, I have been putting a lot of ultramarine blue into my gray for this.
I remember having a conversation with you and you're like thumbing through some pictures. Oh, look at that cerulean blue sky.
We were talking about that. So I was in Asheville a couple of weeks ago and we were out at Jumping Off Rock.
Okay.
To see the sunsets. And it went from cerulean blue down to cadmium yellow light.
With a touch of titanium white.
But it had like, and then it had some pinks and, you know, it had all of them in between. But the sky, and I tried to take a picture of it, but it just doesn't, it didn't equate to my phone. But I was like, this is cerulean blue. Like here, right here.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but I still think that we are inspired by nature. Nature.
Yeah.
Still, really, the colors that we find and
like on a walk
animals.
On a walk this morning, I just took a picture of one of those Queen's Anne lace flowers.
And that, you know, that could be the hardest thing you ever want to paint.
Not really. It's just a lot of little, you know, speckles. You use a ruined paintbrush and kind of get the effect. I think, but I really liked it. And I'm trying, like, Jessica Lieber, I was listening to her podcast and how she, like, goes out into nature almost all the time. And I just have that visualization of I would like to do that. I would like to be more inspired by nature.
Not when it's 100 degrees.
Though. No, it's freaking hot outside right now.
Well, I know. I mean, like, go to the Instagram then look at some people who live in more climate, nicer areas.
Maybe. But even when you went on your sabbatical, you know, you chose the mountains and your color ranges are more to that
nature-based.
That nature-based color.
Yeah.
You know, with the greens and the burgundies and those traditional colors.
Yeah.
You know, where like me, I choose to go to the beach in a tropical area.
Right.
And my color base is more that,
you know.
So I don't think that it's not that you're not influenced by nature. I think you are heavily influenced by nature.
Yeah. I'm just more woodsy and you're beachy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like going. I like going to the beach for like 30 minutes and then I'm sitting there going, okay, now what? you know.
That's like, my husband too. Yeah, like, that's... he gets up, he'll set everything up, and I'm already sitting down reading, and he's like, "You want to go for a walk?" I'm like, "No, read my book."
Yes,
I'm happy. I know. John's like, "You want to go sailing?" No, I want to read my book. You want to go windsurfing? No, I want to read my book. You want to go kiteboarding? No, I want to read my book.
Yeah. Like, there for a while, it was so great to have kids, you know, because I was like, take your dad. Go get your dad.
Yep, that's what I do.
I think your dad would like that, you know? I'm like, yay, I'm reading my book.
Yeah. Well, even when I got on that sabbatical, like the first day, it took me like 3 hours to drive there. Got unpacked, and I texted Tiffany, and I texted her. I was like, showing her pictures. I was like, and now what? Like, and she's like, relax and enjoy the quiet life. And I was like, okay, now what?
But I like the way you described how you lived that week.
Yeah.
What? Oh, like my daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She, so my daughter eats a lot of junk food and veggies a lot and stayed in her. She'll like wear the same outfit for a couple of days. And so I was like, I'm pulling an Emily. And Ben's, what do you mean? I haven't changed my clothes in 2 days and I'm eating nothing but popcorn and candy. So yeah, but I've got some that's really so neat funny. Pictures that's from so there for, that I wouldn't mind painting, but I haven't quite figured out how I want to paint them.
You had a big snail. Like,
all those things are so neat. I crushed one by accident, though. I felt so bad. It was like...
Ew. And your puppies loved being out there with you.
Yeah,
and...
doing all the swimming. Well, one of them swims. The other one is... Bless his heart, he's just got issues. So, but yeah, so that's...
His elevator didn't go all the way to the top.
No, bless his heart. We need to put that on some artist sore apparel where it says artist sore, bless their hearts.
Exactly.
This whole conversation inspired that style.
Yeah. People are probably listening now going, bless their hearts.
The oh Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, goodness.
I can't think of anything more about the style of artwork thing. No, I'd be curious what other people, like, what inspired theirs. And, you know, because there's so many different styles out there.
Yeah, there
really are.
And I listened to, like...
abstract. I would love, you know... And we know a couple of people who do abstracts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amy McBroom. Maybe we gotta contact her. Elizabeth. Yeah.
And just talk to them and see. But you guys comment in our comment sections, or if you have found us on Facebook or Instagram, the Instagram to Stephanie.
I'm never going to live that down.
Let us know what has inspired your style of artwork. And stay tuned till next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.